Well, Martha, the feds have been watching a particular guy for months now, and during that time, he allegedly approached at least three different men, including two confidential informants, and tried to convince them to travel to Syria and join and fight with ISIS. The suspect, Mufid Elfki, a 30-year-old living in Rochester, New York, also allegedly told the informants he wanted a gun and ammo and a bulletproof vest so he could go around and start shooting, preferably members of the U.S. military who just returned from Iraq. And when Elfki bought those guns with silencers and ammo, he was busted by the Rochester Joint Terrorism Task Force. And once in custody, authorities say they found that he was also trying to recruit men to go to Syria and wage violent jihad. And that's when the terrorism charges were added. He faces up to life in prison if convicted, Martha. Well, New York's Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says we are living in a new era of potential terrorism, that ISIS is now mastering social media and is actively seeking lone wolves here in the States to build bombs and target high-profile and highly trafficked areas like Times Square and the Las Vegas Strip to create, quote, pictures of horror. A web journalism forum called Voactive says its deep monitoring software found an online chat room claiming to be affiliated with ISIS with detailed instructions on how to make pipe bombs at home using basic materials like Christmas lights, sugar, and match heads. It's a rehash of a similar article that was posted in an online Al-Qaeda magazine 4 years ago, but this new post comes with suggested locations and chatter from possible wannabes on the advantages and disadvantages of different ingredients, how to cover your tracks, and how to do the most damage. The concern, of course, is that people who are not directly connected to ISIS but are inspired by them might, in fact, go out and build some of these bombs and might try to pull off an attack here in Times Square, as others have done in the past. Martha, the commissioner calls this a very real threat.